A61, number 22A.
Wouldn't it be nice if you would know the structure of the textbook? I just don't know what I should think about the whole thing. You know, it's now 25 years that I wrote that structure book. 25 years ago, more than that, I showed in that book the structure of the Christian Science textbook, how these chapters are built up, what they mean. And it's very hard to find somebody who knows it. I don't know why. I don't know what one should study else than the textbook. Our terrific help it is to know the textbook as a structured subject. Terrific. I don't know why one doesn't study it. I sell it well, the text, the book, but I seldom find somebody who knows it. I don't know why. Isn't it terrific to know how a subject like prayer is built up, what the prayer of mind is, what the prayer of spirit is, what the prayer of soul is, what the prayer of principle is, what the prayer of life is? If we would know it, we would have seen that they are exactly these very subjects that we have been pointing out as the human motion of the synonymous terms. They are prayer. The first prayer says it's the prayer of true desire, to know God as He is. Didn't we have that as mind, that mind comes to us as a desire to seek, as true motives? The second prayer is that second prayer of turning away from false qualities and turning towards the true qualities so as to reflect the true qualities. The third prayer was that wonderful prayer from turning from sense to soul. And then comes the fourth prayer, the prayer of honesty, which we have here. So you see what we have been finding out as the human motion of it, which we said it's that where the synonymous term can come to the human and pick up the human and open up the human so that it is willing to let in the divine. This is all in the first chapter on prayer, nowhere else. I don't know what will happen with the world if they can see the structure of the textbook. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful beyond words. Why study all kinds of things if you have the fundamental structure of the textbook right under your nose? Terrific. So we would really get into the spiritual rhythm of the whole teaching of Christian Science if we would do that. Think of it. It's over 25 years that I wrote that book. Nobody takes notice of it. All right? But what have they learned? What can you learn else than the textbook? There's nothing to be learned besides the textbook. It's so fundamental, so fundamental, that it really will give us the key and to enter into the realm of reality, really. Yes? So here we have principle translating itself to the point of obedience to principle, which is honesty to principle, aligning everything to principle. Then we come to demonstration, that principle demonstrates itself. That in the nature of principle is that power, that spiritual power, to bring the divine principle into manifestation as idea, that spiritual power. It says the divine principle must be demonstrated. Principle demonstrates itself as harmony. So we have a feeling here that we cannot have actually a demonstration before we have not reached principle. Why? Can you see now why? What is a demonstration? A demonstration is that the principle is brought out in its idea. We have not the principle as long as we have just the principle. Demonstration means that the principle is brought out in the ideas, in its manifestation. Yes? Else it is not a demonstration. But we couldn't have that before we haven't seen that principle and idea are intimately related, indestructibly related through a system. So mind couldn't really bring about demonstration. Spirit couldn't, soul couldn't. See, they were first showing the nature of a principle. And principle said, but you know, that nature is a nature in principle and idea, and principle and idea is one, therefore the whole nature of mind, spirit, soul can be brought out in the idea. I am that principle that brings out all ideas and demonstrates those ideas. So the ideas can be demonstrated. So there is no power of demonstration as long as we only have mind, spirit, soul. We need principle. We need the force. We have to go over what the Bible calls the three and a half. You know, John Dolly always pointed out that three and a half, and the Bible in the Old Testament always points out that three and a half, which says until we are not going from soul to principle, mind, spirit, and soul are not demonstrable. They don't demonstrate themselves. Their business, their job, their office is not to demonstrate itself. That which has to demonstrate itself is the principle and not mind, spirit, soul. So as long as we are thinking only in terms of mind, yes, mind is the creator of all ideas and spirit is the only, and soul identifies every idea, we are not demonstrating them yet. Only when we see, but that is only the principle of a universe of ideas, and that these ideas are principle's own ideas, then I begin to see that principle is not only a center, but the center and the circumference. I lose that false sense that the principle is a center, and that somehow outside the center we have the universe of ideas. When I lose that sense that principle is center and circumference, then I can see that every idea brings forth the nature of mind, spirit, and soul. Then I have demonstrated it. When the idea shows forth the nature of mind, spirit, soul, then I have oneness of idea and principle, oneness of the nature of the idea and the nature of principle, that's demonstration. So Israel was always unsuccessful until they always could go over the hump of the three and a half. Always their deciding point was, are we going forward after the third stage? Are we going into the fourth stage? Are we identifying ourselves with the principle or not? Identifying ourselves with the principle is being obedient to the principle, seeing our oneness with the principle, our agreement with the principle, our congruity with the principle. Do you hear? Principle and idea being one. Then it demonstrates itself. Therefore, as long as we study only the textbook, with our mind and with our spirit and with our soul, it will never do a trick until we see we are the idea of principle. Then the idea of principle lives in us as mind, spirit, soul. Then it can express itself as life, truth, and love. So at that point, you see, we are really seeing the sense of complete agreement with the principle. It's a great temptation, actually, which we have from our ordinary scientific schooling, that we were talking about the principle of mathematics, the principle of music, the principle of this and that, and naturally we got into the habit of thinking that principle is somewhere. We didn't think that principle is me, because it had to do with another subject and ontology. But the moment we have a subject that is our being, see, then the principle of our being is nowhere out there, somewhere. It's no more up there as God. And the old theological concept of a God was always up there, you see. And that is ingrained in our consciousness. I'm quite sure that if everyone analyzes himself a little bit, he still feels when he talks about God that he thinks out there. Do you actually think when you speak about God in here? I don't think very often, huh? The 1,000-year-old traditional beliefs just still sticks in us. And the moment we hear the term God, or the term mind, or spirit, or soul, it's somewhere out there. And principle is that synonymous term which should help us to show it's not out there, it's beingness, huh? Not out there. So, can you see how we would be benefited at the moment we begin to realize that me is principle, that principle is me? Yes, so principle demonstrates itself. It has the spiritual power. We have afterwards proofs itself. Now, why does principle prove itself? You know, this is so agreeable to think that principle proves itself. And so when we work out something, we just say, well, principle proves itself. Well, what do we mean by it? How on earth should principle prove itself? Does it prove itself because we know that statement in here, because Mrs. Eddy says so, or is it necessary that we know what is implied by it? How does the principle of arithmetic prove itself? I always take arithmetic because we all have learned to calculate, so we have a common field of a science that is common to us. How does the principle of arithmetic prove itself? Just by sitting down and say there is only one principle of arithmetic and that principle of arithmetic is right, and so all the proofs are in that principle. Or does it prove itself that way? It never does, huh? If it proves itself by doing what? Huh? By going through the categories of that principle. By choosing the right categories of that principle. If I have a calculation where I have to multiply, I cannot go to the principle of arithmetic and choose the category of addition. I have to choose the right category. I have to choose the category of multiplication. Huh? Can you see? System is necessary in order to prove a principle. Not just stating there is a mystic being called principle and he's going to prove itself. It doesn't prove itself to us so that to us we can experience it unless we are one with that principle, until the idea within us is one with its principle. And in order that the idea is one with its principle, it must be along the line of the system of that principle. Therefore, our consciousness must be aligned to the whole system and category of that principle, or we can't prove it just by sitting down and say the principle will do it. That's mysticism, huh? Science is to go along the categories of that system, which is principle. Then it proves itself. So any bigger calculation that we make in arithmetic has to know exactly what is the first step I do in order to solve that problem. I see, perhaps I first must make an addition, then perhaps the problem demands that there is a division, and then perhaps afterwards the problem demands that there is a subtraction, and then I get to the result. Huh? That may be the state of the problem. I go along the categories. I don't say arithmetic has the answer. I know that is so, but it doesn't work. Or, are you with me, Michael? We jolly well have to go along the system, not of the principle, and not just state the principle. It's terrific, you know. That's why in the chapter on recapitulation, she gives the whole system. It says, this is the system. I recapitulate you the whole thing. Here I give you the system. Okay. So, principle proves itself. She says the principle is enabled to prove what it states, that it can be proved. The principle, as the next one, is ever operative. Is ever operative. Under that wording, I think we have quite a few. She speaks about the activities of the divine principle, about principle is always at work, to work out the solution according to principle. That principle works wonders. See, it's all about the inner operation of a principle, showing that the system of principle is not a dead system. It's not, it's a living system, huh? It's a system that has a divine mechanism within itself, that operates within itself. Yeah? Then, as a further idea, we have that principle interprets the universe. That in principle we find the explanation of all things. Can you see? Interpreting, explaining, that principle teaches, teaching is explaining. That principle can be taught also, that principle speaks through immortal sense. Here, speak through is nothing else but to teach, to interpret, to explain. Now, why on earth? Now, why on earth does principle explain, interpret itself? Why principle? Why not mind? Why not spirit? Why not soul? Why not life? Why principle? Now, reason it out for me.
Step-by-step process of control, each following logically from the step before.
Step-by-step, that would be a wonderful order of spirit.
But this is an active, controlling step. It's a process that moves from one to another.
I just like to play the little devil, you know, who always opposes until we bring out the whole, yes? So don't take me too serious, but I just say, well, that's fine. That's how the order of spirit develops, huh? Step by step, it goes through the first stage, second stage, third stage, fourth stage. So that's the order of spirit. Yeah? Yeah?
It's a systematic approach.
Well, is system order?
Well, maybe I haven't used the right word, but it's a sequence of checks that you follow as you go along.
And what is it that you follow along?
The rules.
Uh-huh.
Within each category.
See, you always come further back, huh? Yeah. That you see, well, what means interpretation actually? When what is the meaning of an interpretation actually? What do we gain by interpretation?
Explanation.
Explanation. What means explanation? What does it mean, explanation? When is something explained?
Identified.
When it is identified. When is it identified and explained? I'm awful, I know, but...
Well, it's examined to determine what it is.
When it's understood.
When is it understood?
When
it's brought into line.
Or alignment.
Alignment with?
The system.
With the system, huh? What did we... Yes, Frank?
The relationship in mind, spirit, and soul. Principle and purpose.
Yeah. It's relationship, so... Something is explained when that something is seen or understood in its relationship. What relationship always asks for? With?
Two other ideas.
to other ideas? How is that possible to other ideas?
Well, you couldn't have had it explained until you've been through mind, spirit, and soul and seen the actual nature. And then when you have seen the nature of ideas, then principle relates them to each other.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
You can only explain it after its nature has been defined.
Yeah. All right. No. Don't be. I can't every time throw up my hat and say this is. it's all right. What did we see, for instance, yesterday when we had taken those examples, when we had spirit senses have no pain or something? Did we find the explanation of that statement by looking at that statement? No. We said we can only see it as a scientific truth, therefore we only can find the explanation by putting it into relationship. Now, relationship must always say with what? Relationship is always something with something, huh? So you said by putting it into the relationship with other ideas, that's true too. And in the big sense, you would say, we only gain a relationship when something can be seen. Sorry, did I put this? I start again. I don't know if I have stated the English right. We can only see the explanation of something when we see that something in relationship to a bigger whole, whatever that bigger whole is. Do you remember, huh? That only then something can be explained. So that sentence, spirit senses are without pain, cannot be explained, and does not make sense, though it's stated clearly, until it is put into the relationship of a bigger whole, whatever that bigger whole is. That bigger whole can be other ideas, more ideas, or its principle. How do we put these ideas in relationship? And we have seen we can't put them in relationship just at random. Because we can't put the sentence of Hamlet in relationship at random with all the other sentences. So it demands something more than just relationship with. It must be a very clear relationship, namely according to categories. Orders, you see, that's what you wanted to bring out. We must bring them in relationship to the system of the principle. Only then can we explain it. So not by just taking one statement and try to explain it through another statement. That doesn't work, really. But by putting that statement into its right categories, and in those right categories sees the relationship within the whole. That's explanation. That's why we have principle interprets. In principle, because principle has a system. Soul isn't characterized by system. Spirit isn't characterized by system. Yeah? Do you see that? Do you see how important this is? Huh? Do you see that you can lose 40 years studying the textbook for nothing? I mean, this is not child's play to lose 40 years of our life studying a book and find out nothing. Just because, why? We read individual sentence, think that we have found the explanation of a single sentence because it makes sense to us, but it isn't an interpretation. It's only then an interpretation when we can put that sentence within the categories and the structure of the whole paragraph and the structure of the whole chapter and in the structure of the whole textbook, and then it is interpreted. Not before. Before we just make blah blah about it. That's all. Do you see what it means? This science of Christian Science is a terrific thing. And not approaching it rightly is a tragedy. Like every religion, if it's not approached rightly, it's a tragedy. Everyone. spiritual things can become a tragedy when they are not approached rightly. It's playing with dynamite. So powerful is the spiritual. Yeah? Do you see what we say so easily, principle interpreted self. You know, I know a principle as an idea. Principle is interpretation, explanation, teaching. Well, what does it mean, huh? There's more behind it than just parroting down a list of ideas. And therefore it says, all right, then if we want to interpret the textbook, let's interpret the textbook from its principle. What does it mean from its principle? It does not mean from God. It means from God through its system. And not through what we like in the textbook and how it comes to us and how it's touched us. And usually then finally the student says, well, the way I have interpreted has helped me. This is very poor reasoning. Everything helps. You can believe in, I don't know what idiocy, it helps. All these metaphysical systems which we have by the thousand nowadays, they all help. Or people wouldn't touch them if they wouldn't feel they are helped. Wouldn't they? They wouldn't help, if they wouldn't gain anything that they feel it's worthwhile, they wouldn't touch it. But the matter of fact is that recently I read that there are now 40,000 of different metaphysical cults and groups in the United States. Well, that means that a lot of people get something out of those 40,000 different metaphysical groups. They get something. They are helped by it. So this is no proof that we like it, that we get something out of it. That's no proof at all. Because we know that mortal mind will always give that which we like. This is very low down psychological level. We even can get everything that is in the collective unconscious, what is in the archetypal unconscious. We can get all that. We only have to delve down in it. And every psychologist will tell you how to do it. So what's good of it? Are we going to investigate something just because it helps us at the moment? Or are we going to investigate something that we see is a reality? It's a reality. And principle only can give us that. Yeah? Isn't it terrific? No, Mrs. Eddy really has discovered something. That's why it could stand for 100 years in spite of being misunderstood. Only something which is as big as that can survive in spite of being misunderstood. Yeah? Sure. Principle interprets itself, and now we know why and how. And how. And so we have as a last one, the principle is really the principle of all science. That she says that science interprets the principle. That principle expresses science and art. Principle demands an accurately stated science. You remember that statement from Mrs. Eddy? Demands an accurately stated science. Where do we get in Christian Science, in the whole Christian Science movement, a principle stated accurately in its science? I've never seen it. All they present is some arguments, but not the science in its proper sense. So here we have it, the tone of principle. Yeah. We make a break here.